Good evening. This is KD2, JWC, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Matt. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater of 146.655 MHz. Repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Come now, please. Boonville Amateur Radio Club holds their monthly meeting on the third Tuesday of every month except December, February, and March. Next monthly meeting will be Tuesday, May 17th at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northam and Art and Community Center, 106 Schuyler Street in Boonville, New York. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you are interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct a net yourself. You'll find a net preamble on our website at www.boonvillearc.com. This is KD2JWC Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? Come now, please. Okay, this is KD2JWC Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any echo links that wish to check in? I will now pause for 15 seconds. Come now, please.
All right, this is KD2FPM, Kilo, Delta 2, Foxtrot, Papa Mike, Kevin James checking in. Matt, looks like we've got a couple other stations in here with us, and my apologies, I'm at the bottom of the list with you, Matt, so I jumped over a couple guys here.
Okay, Net Control acknowledges KD2FPM. Would the other two stations on EchoLink like to check in? Come now, please.
This is KD2, KWS in Plattsburgh, New York, listening.
KD2 AIT Echo Link repeater. Please copy Kilo Alpha 3 Tango Foxtrot Bravo. That's KA3TFB, Bill in Franklin Park Borough. Over.
Okay, that acknowledges KD2, KWS, Mark, KA3TFB, Bill, along with already acknowledged KD2FBM, Kevin James. We'll start at the top of the list. KD2, KWS, Mark, how are you doing this evening? How was your day?
Work for a cable company up here in Plattsburgh. It's been a beautiful day, so enjoying this weather. It's supposed to be getting even better and better here for the next few days before I believe we hit some rain. So I appreciate you letting me in the net. And this is KD2 KWS. Back to you.
Okay, KD2 KWS. Thank you for your check-in, Mark. And you're welcome anytime to check in on the net. We'll move on to KA3TFB. Bill, how are you doing down there in the Warrendale, Pennsylvania area? Sorry, I'm dyslexic today, I guess.
Roger, Roger, fine business. If it wasn't for the umbrella, I'm going to quote some words of wisdom according to WCB, KA3TFB. A person who's at the bottom of the ocean already does not need to cast the anchor. Anyhow, it's raining. And it'll rain all week. And it needs to go somewhere else. That's my report. I'm doing fine. And I hope everyone else is doing fine. Matt, you're doing fine. Good job there. Hello, Kevin James, my brother. And anyone else out there that's waiting to get on as soon as I get off, I wish the best of the evening to you. Back to net control from keg A3TFB. Over.
K3TFB. Bill, thank you for your check-in. And yes, it looks like we're going to be good for the next few days until seeing Friday. We're supposed to get rain. And then, of course, Saturday I'm going to be coming somewhat through your area. I'm going to be going through PA into Maryland again to go pick up the fire truck that we went and looked at a couple weekends ago. So it's supposed to rain on Saturday, too, I guess. So that ought to make for a fun long trip, I guess, anyways. Alrighty, moving on to KD2FPM. Kevin James, how was your day today?
Alright, yeah, KD2FPM here. Had an interesting morning, actually. Got an alert on my phone. I was up early and said that the International Space Station was going to be in view about 4:20 or so, and I says, well, let's go check this out. And so, well, me being the ham radio guy I am, I turned on my radio and I tuned it to the frequencies that I have saved in my presets. Next thing you know, I hear all this chatter going on. Couldn't quite make it out. Well, later on tonight, I checked into the Johnstown Gloversville weekly net that they do, and a couple of the guys were talking about the same thing. Apparently the space station, the International Space Station, that is, as it's flying over, is broadcasting in, I guess it's something like 11 different languages, greetings to Earth. So if you're able to tune in, I think the frequency is 145.800 megahertz, no PL, it's wide open, and you can listen and as they fly over, and if you have an app that tells you when they're in your vicinity, you can turn on your radio, and you may actually be able to hear it even on a handheld with a good antenna. So, I was just using my base station here, and I just heard all this chatter going on, and I didn't realize what it was, and now I do. So I thought that was really cool. So, we had a high of 68 here today. Had some sun and clouds, and right now it looks like I got 55 on the outside, partly cloudy here, and yeah, just settling in for the night. With that, I will say 7-3, KD2FPM, back to net control.
Okay, KD2FPM, thank you for your check-in, and actually thank you for that information. I was going to catch up with you on that. At that time of the morning, I was actually passed out, staring at the back of my eyelids, so finally. Alrighty, this is KD2JWC, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I will now take calls from regular members and guests. Come now, please. This is KD2JWC, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I will now take calls from regular members and guests. Come now, please.
KC2WI.
Acknowledges KC2WIP. Thank you for your check-in. And can anyone confirm for me, was that other check-in KA2ZNZ?
KC2WI.
Go ahead, Pete.
I was on the phone with K2LML. Let me go to the other radio here. Okay, KC2WI is on the phone with my friend K2LML, who's back up in Oxbow Lake. And they were talking about a bunch of stuff, including D-Star. That's pretty interesting. I had a lot of fun yesterday talking to guys on Reflector 001 Charlie, which is kind of like a some people say it's the call channel, but I guess most of the opinion is no, it's, you know, you don't, it's not like, you know, it move off some other reflector. And so I can't remember who I chatted with first, but it was somebody from the UK, and another guy came in, and another guy from Scotland, and some guy from Texas, and Florida, whatever, I'm not sure who was all at the same time, but pretty interesting, and it's kind of neat because, you know, all these guys are in, are kind of doing D-Star by one method or another. Either they've got a radio, D-Star, you know, mobile, handheld, whatever, and they're actually into a D-Star repeater, but a lot of guys, since there aren't D-Star stuff everywhere, a lot of guys are doing either what I'm doing, which is the ThumbDB just on the computer, or they've got their D-Star handheld, and they've built a hotspot using a DB Mini or DB Mega, one of those things. And so they're using the radio on their own, basically, access point. It's pretty interesting stuff. And as long as they, you know, as long as they have a decent signal into the repeater, a good RF connection, the quality is quite good. Of course, if not, it's just like people on the edge of the cell phone range. You know, it's totally unintelligible. But for the most part, it's pretty good. So I'm going to do a little more experimenting with that. And I'm not going out and buying any D-Star radios at this point. But, you know, if you got enough people together, I think it would be fun to have a repeater. I still don't know whether D-Star is the way to go or, you know, EMR is more fun. But I'm pretty impressed with D-Star. With the way you can talk to lots of people at the same time, and you know, it's a little, I think it's a little less restrictive in a way than the DMR. KC2WI.
Alrighty, KC2WI, thank you for your check-in, and I'm not exactly sure which way to go there either. I've actually just started checking some of that stuff out myself. Okay, this is KD2JWC Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Looking for any further check-ins, come now, please. I'm thinking that we had N5AOW try to check in earlier. I'm sorry, I was not able to copy very well. It was all static on this end. This is KD2JWC Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Looking for any further check-ins. Come now, please. Are there any comments, queries, late check-ins at this time? Come now, please.
KC2WI.
KC2WI, go ahead, Pete.
Yeah, I thought maybe John's friend there, the D-Star, big D-Star user, John, told me he might come up here and have a little discussion about D-Star, but. I don't know, you know, what your thoughts are there on that, but, you know, the big thing is that if you're going to, no matter what you do, if you're going to do something for mobile use, then what you have to do is get a bunch of people together who can, you know, come up with the money and whatever to put up a repeater. But if you... you know, if you want to try a D-Star, just kind of explore the network and just do exactly what I did, which is you get it. There's two different sort of brands, shall we say. One is the DB dongle, and the other one is this Northwest Digital Radio either a thumb DB that's USB and hooks into a, you know, USB port, or if you want to play around with a Raspberry Pi, you can get they call it something else now, but it's a DB3000. It's the same chip. It's just on a board that you stick on your, you know, your Raspberry Pi, and you make a self-contained little device. And it allows you to get in the D-Star network and, you know, connect to different gateways and repeaters and stuff like that. So that's pretty interesting. There is no equivalent. The device would work with DMR if the software was written, but it's not written yet. So you're a little bit, with DMR, you would have to go with getting a DMR radio and getting something like a DB Mini or whatever, somehow building your own hotspot, because there's no DMR repeaters around here either. But it's pretty interesting. I've seen both work, you know, and I've used at least the computer-based, you know, access to the D-Star network, and it's pretty cool.
KZ2WI. Yeah, that would be one of the hard issues, getting a bunch of people to get the equipment to be able to do that. Thank you for the info and update on that. Yeah, I haven't had a whole lot of free time lately, but I've been trying to check into some of the info on that myself lately, but haven't been too graciously successful because of everything else going on. Alrighty, this is K2JWC, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any other comments, queries, late check-ins at this time? Come now, please. Throw it out one more time. Any other comments, queries, late check-ins at this time? Come now, please. It's K2JWC, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net.
This is KA3TFB with a question. Where are you going to pick up that fire engine? Over.
KA3TFB. It's actually not exactly a fire engine. It's a fire truck that's set up for first response, for rescue and EMS and stuff like that. Oh boy, I just drawn a blank. We're going to Biddinger, Maryland, is where it is. It's about 6 hours and 10, 15 minutes from where we are here in Oneonta. Last 2 weekends ago when we went down on Sunday, we went looking at all the routes, and the easiest route just pretty much seemed to be 81 into Maryland, and took 70 west and to 68, and then to the exit we had to take it to, which was 45, 50 miles from the 70 and 68 interchange, and it was just about 8 miles off the highway there on one road. So it's not too bad of a trip, but it does make for a fairly long day. We're going to get that to replace our EMS truck that we used to have. The truck's having some issues, so it's pretty much done, and it's out of service for pretty much ever. Thank you, KA3TFB. Hopefully that answers.
Roger, Roger. Thank you for the information, KA3TFB.
No problem, Bill. Thank you. Okay, it's KD2JWC Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any other comments, queries, late check-ins at this time? Come now, please. Okay, hearing none, I will now close the Black River Valley Service Net at 21:25 local time. and return the frequency to regular amateur use. I want to thank everyone that checked in tonight. We had KD2 KWS Mark, KA3 TFB Bill, KD2 FBM Kevin James, and KC2 WIP. Thank you everyone for your check-ins. It's good to hear from you, and welcome KD2 KWS to the Black River Valley Service Net. You're welcome to check in anytime. And stay 7-3 to all. Hope everyone stays dry this weekend, stays safe, and enjoys the warm weather. This is KD2JWC, and I will be clear.
Is the repeater in use? This is KC2QQIF for the Oneida County Traffic and Emergency Net, which is currently being held on the 145-170. Stations with or without traffic, please come now.
This is Kilo Delta 2 Foxtrot Papa Mike. That's KD2 FPM through the Echolink system. Negative. Good evening, Octen.
November 5, Alpha Oscar Whiskey. No traffic.
Roger, KD2 FPM and N5 AOW. Any other station? This is Octen. This is Octen. This is KC2, QQY for Octen. Any other stations that would like to check in tonight? This is Octen.
Octen, can you copy Kilo Alpha 3 Tango Foxtrot Bravo? That's KA3 TFB. I must have dropped out. Over.
I got Kilo Alpha 3 TFB, Papa Foxtrot Bravo. Is that correct?
Net control through the Echo Link. Kilo Alpha 3 Tango Foxtrot Bravo. Kilo Alpha 3 Tango Foxtrot Bravo through the Echo Link system. Bill in Franklin Park Borough, Western Pennsylvania. No comments.
Ah, I got you that time. KA3 Tango Foxtrot Bravo. Thank you for checking in tonight. Any other station that like to check in site with or without traffic? This is Octen. Alright, last call for Octen. Any other stations that like to check in tonight with or without traffic? Alright, thank you all for checking in tonight. 7-3 to all. Have a wonderful evening and good day tomorrow. KC2QQR going back to net frequency.
KD2AIT Echo Link repeater, KA3TFE logging off the Echo Link system. Indeed. Indeed, a good evening to all.
N5AOW, N5AOW, Bob, are you out there? This is KD2FPM. N5AOW, N5AOW, this is KD2FPM. Bob, are you out there?
Bob, are you out there?
Okay, nothing heard. This is KD2FPM. I will also be logging off of this repeater through the Echolink system. And I'd like to tip my hat to my good friend Mark over there in Plattsburgh. Hopefully we'll be able to chat again on this repeater next day or two. That'd be kind of cool. Till then, I will say 7-3 to you and everyone else. Have yourselves a good night. Hopefully we'll catch you again tomorrow. This is KD2FPM. I'll be clear.